This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The longer this shutdown goes on, the more obvious its effects are. And today's moment that you perhaps had not thought about, transit agencies that count on money from the Department of Transportation to operate their rail systems and maintain their existing and sometimes crumbling infrastructure. Well, with the partial government shutdown keeping the DOT closed, that money just ain't flowing, as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
Walk onto a DC Metro subway car these days, and you might notice something kind of eerie.
More seats.
I've noticed that there are a few commuters on a train by a pretty significant difference.
I kind of have the run of the metro to myself, which is rare, but also kind of strikingly sad.
That's Terrence Williams, who works at the World Bank, Jennifer Thompson, a federal employee, and Megan Reese, a freelance TV producer. Three DC area residents who've noticed the shutdown is keeping a lot of furloughed riders at home. Reese says it's making her nervous about the subway system she depends on.
And so I can absolutely believe that this is costing them revenue and ridership, and, you know, that will have a ripple effect long term.
In fact, the Metro says federal workers make up roughly 40% of its ridership. With ridership down, it says it's losing $400,000 a day in lost revenue. Ben Fried at the nonprofit Transit Center says agencies like the DC Metro can't afford those losses for very long.
The margins tend to be slim, and it doesn't take much to tip one agency's budget into the red for the year, which can trigger service cuts or fare hikes.
But it's not just lower ridership that's straining transit systems. The shutdown has also closed the Federal Transit Administration, which disburses $1 billion a month to local agencies across the country. Fried says that money is used for operations, maintenance, things like
repairing track, rehabbing buses, buying new buses, expanding rail lines. That stuff that the federal government helps pay for. And right now, there's no one to sign the checks.
Amtrak relies on federal subsidies from the Department of Transportation. So does the New York City Subway. It normally gets $150 million a month from Washington. Nick Cifuentes is the executive director of the Tri-State Transportation Campaign. He says this lapse in funding comes at a time when transit agencies are already in crisis.
There is a huge question right now as to how the state and local governments are going to come up with enough money to pay for all the transit fixes we need.
Agencies like New York's MTA still have to make ends meet. Cifuentes says transit systems are coming up with contingency plans.
What transit systems should do and are doing is basically lining up bridge loans and other kind of gap funding to make sure that they can cover the shortfalls from the federal government.
But borrowing more comes with risks, says Baruch Feigenbaum at the Reason Foundation.
Is there going to be effects on their credit ratings, for example? Are these transit agencies going to spend money on service and they're not performing maintenance or doing some of the needed checks that they need to do?
And it's not just trains and subways in the Northeast Corridor that are feeling the pinch. Small and mid-sized communities across the country depend on buses, and those rely heavily on federal funding. Feigenbaum says people who depend on the bus tend to have lower incomes, and they would feel the impact the most. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.